During Robert Brogdon's Olathe Buick GMC clearance event, save up to 20% on new models like the 2023 Buick Encore GX or GMC Sierra 1500. View their huge inventory at robertbrogdon.com and find your perfect match.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John, Jake Gutierrez, and you on this Thursday, November 30th, 2017. Now let's talk to Will Carroll, our injury expert. Follow him on Twitter. Injury expert is his handle. Good morning, Will. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing very well. All right. So I've been waiting to talk to you about this, and I feel like I need to give you some background because this is, especially for Missouri fans, this is one of the most talked about stories in recent memory, and people... people can't get enough of it, and the message board, speculation, everything. And so Michael Porter Jr., the top college prospect, top high school prospect in the nation, playing at Mizzou. You know, he's from Columbia. Huge deal to resurrect the Missouri basketball program. He gets hurt at some point. We don't know exactly when it happened. Point is, Missouri sends a statement out that Michael Porter Jr. will undergo surgery Tuesday, November 21st in Dallas, Texas, and this is, of course, happened the day before. The procedure, microdiscectomy of the L3 and L4 spinal discs, has a projected recovery time of 3 to 4 months and will likely cause him to miss the remainder of the season. Then there's some cryptic Instagram messages from Michael Porter Jr. Just letting you all know, whoever said it was going to take 3 to 4 months to recover lied. He's been seen walking around campus. People around him said that he feels great and that if he can, he wants to play. And that Missouri, and the way that the release was worded, likely to miss the remainder of the season. It's just, Will, you have no idea how crazy people are going with this story. And so let's just start with the procedure itself. Mm-hmm. Give us some context here.
This is an easy one for people to understand because this is a common surgery. Unfortunately, far too many people out there, not just athletes, have microdiscectomies, they have lower back problems. You've never woken up and said, oh my God, my back, well, count your lucky stars. Because most of us out here, you sleep wrong, you lift wrong, you do something too much, and your back hurts, and it ruins your whole day. Think about Tiger Woods and what he's gone through. Think about J.J. Watt and what he's gone through. Think about Rob Gronkowski. All of these people started out with lower back problems where it was a microdiscectomy. So let's talk about that procedure itself. Basically, there are spinal discs in between each and every vertebrae of our spinal column. Those discs are basically cushioned. They're a little bit of stability, but mostly cushioned. But when you work them too much, when you put too much load on them, when you extend them too much, that's what we see in the NFL. Guys like J.J. Watt get pushed, and it extends their back. Same thing we think with tight ends. We're seeing more and more of these. That's where they really start to break down. And there will be a small herniation. And they think, you know, this is bad. You have back spasms. Nobody can figure it out. Eventually, they figure out there's a herniation that's compressing or pinching one of the nerves. And obviously, nerves that are coming out of your spine, very, very important. At lower levels where they're powering your legs, you hear about people having shooting pains down their legs, that maybe their legs go numb and can go either way. That's certainly very, very problematic. So basically what they do is they cut out as little as possible of that disc. They basically make a little tunnel for the nerve, and they hope it holds. Now, problem is, in most cases, it doesn't. Not in the short term. This isn't that Michael Porter can't return in 3 months. This is it somewhere down the line, just like J.J. Watt, just like Rob Gronkowski, just like Peyton Manning. He'll probably have another microdiscectomy somewhere down the line. You know, J.J. Watt's situation, it was a couple months later because he overdid it, which is something that Porter will want to watch out for. In the case of Rob Gronkowski, he had one very similarly to Porter when he was very young. He was in college, and he's had two more since, and he's still pretty darn good. So it's not that you can't play through it. It's, this is likely a lifetime problem. Now, again, we have to take the next step. Well, you know, what happens if the microdiscectomy doesn't hold? You have another one. But you can only take out so much before you have to pull that entire disc and put in basically a titanium cage, which we call a spinal fusion. Those two vertebrae are now locked together, and you lose some flexing. You lose all that cushioning, but it doesn't pinch the nerve. In the case of Peyton Manning, he had two microdiscectomies on the same level, and then they did the fusion. He obviously came back and played pretty well, won a ring. For Porter, this is going to be interesting. Now, first, it was very telling that they told us it was in Dallas. It's Dr. Drew Dossett. Just like most of sports medicine, there's only a few guys that really work on the top-level athletes. They go to the best of the best because they can. So you have a situation there where, you know, he went to one of the best in the world. Absolutely no question about that. He's done a lot of these. He's the spinal surgeon for the Dallas Cowboys. You probably remember him from the Tony Romo saga with his back. So Drew Dossett, great doctor. He's going to get the best of care, the best of rehab. So that's a very good start. Missouri medical staff, top-notch. No question about that. So here's the two things that I heard in your question in explaining this. First, that he's walking around campus and feeling good. Absolutely correct. I hope he is, because the relief from moving the pressure off of his back, off of that nerve, is immediate. Once he, you know, wakes up and gets over the slight pain of a, you know, not that invasive surgery, he's suddenly not going to have that pain that he's had for months. He's not going to have the shooting pains down his leg. So he is going to be feeling good. Now, is it safe for him to play basketball? Nope. Nope, not yet. It's going to take a while for that to heal up. And the last thing you want to do is load that disc and cause more problems. That's why we say about 3 months. Now, they're going to be watching this. They're going to be doing the rehab. They're going to make sure he has the chance to come back. But then we have to add in the specter of the NBA. We have to, you know, kind of add in what we saw last year with Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, and what I'm sure we're going to see with more athletes the rest of this year, which is that you have to protect that future. If you've already had back problems, you've got to be thinking, you know what? I'm likely to have back problems. I'd like to get paid now and maximize what I can do. Or, you know, does he say, you know, no, I'm not going to play enough this year to maximize where I'm going to go in the NBA. So I'm going to come back for another year at Mizzou, play for my hometown team, help Quanzo out, the whole thing. I think he's going to leave. If he comes back and plays at all, I'm not sure in the long term that's good for Mizzou, because I do think Porter and any young player in this situation is very likely going to leave. And he's as talented as I've seen, so I don't think the NBA is going to be too scared by this. He's got a great doctor that did the surgery. If he plays at all, they're going to get a look at him versus good talent. They've seen him on the AAU circuit. And this is the last point I want to make. People are saying, I don't know how this happened. This isn't a common basketball injury. This is a fairly common, it's not rare. Common makes it seem like it. What we've seen over the last 20 years with the takeover of AAU and travel basketball and these showcase camps and all that is that these players don't unload. These players are playing basketball year round. Now, I know kids were playing basketball, at the park, in the driveway for years and years. It's not the same. These guys are playing high level, often higher level basketball during the summer than they are during the season. So when they don't unload, that's when you end up with problems like this, where knees wear down, where you have chronic ankle problems, chronic back problems like this. So we're going to see more and more of this, and hopefully we don't lose time to great talent like Porter.
Okay, so if you're a Missouri fan, what you're hoping for is the fact that his dad's an assistant coach and his little brother reclassified so he could play a year with Michael Porter. You know, those are some other reasons why he might actually consider coming back,
yeah,
as opposed to the normal NBA prospect. But one other thing I wanted to ask you, and this has been a debate in the fan base, and I just want to get your thoughts on this. When the story comes out, and then the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported, Porter had been seen by Mizzou's medical staff since that since he was initially pulled out of the game, hurt the first game, but right. sought a second opinion outside of MU's network of doctors, sources confirmed. The team's medical staff didn't believe surgery was necessary and hoped its treatment plan would help Porter recover in time to rejoin the team at some point this season, but Porter and his mom went for a second opinion in Dallas, and that's when they decided to go with the surgery.
Yeah, this is common. This is absolutely common. We talked about this a couple weeks ago in terms of Andrew Luck. Andrew went to four different surgeons, including the one that did his shoulder surgery. Each of that two agreed, but you had three separate opinions from four doctors. And the Colts and their doctors liked the most aggressive one that said, hey, you know, take a couple weeks off and come back and throw. He liked shut down for a while and we'll start this up again next year. The least aggressive. Same thing here. Again, talking about Drew Dossett, one of the top spinal surgeons in the country. You know, if you called me up and said, I'm having these back problems, who should I see? There are three or four names. Bob Watkins out in L.A. Dossett's going to be one of those top names. So the fact that an athlete, you know, not even an elite pro, but an elite athlete, just a kid, you can see these doctors. You know, it throws people off when I tell them, if you want to see Dr. Eletrosh, or Dr. Andrews, check your insurance, make sure he's in your plan. And everybody's like, what? Huh? They don't pay any more for this than you do. So the fact that he decided, you know, especially given his potential, to go and get a second opinion, I don't think that's wrong at all. That's nothing against Mizzou's medical staff. They're good. But if you have an injury and it's going to potentially affect your earnings potential for the next 20 years, man, I'm getting a second opinion every single time, and I'm going to the best in the world.
So if he really does, and only he knows and his family, if he really does want to try to come back and play this year, realistically, if everything goes well with rehab and physical therapy, realistically, when could he be cleared to actually play in a game?
If he had the surgery about the 20th, then we're looking at late February, early March at the earliest. Now, we're going to get signals before that. Remember, the rehab process is a continuum. He's going to have certain things he can do at certain times, certain milestones that he needs to go, and they're not going to let him rush it. The athlete always wants to. You saw this with J.J. Watt. Like, I'm going to get back in the weight room. The minute they let him get back in the weight room, he decided he was going to lift heavy weights. And you know, even not his normal is really heavy weight for a back. And he ended up hurting again. That's where your work ethic and that, you know, drive to do more that so many athletes have really works against you. So it's one of those tough things. He's going to want to get out there. I don't think there's any question he wants to play. Athletes want to play. So the Mizzou medical staff is going to have to hold him back to some extent. He would probably get out there tomorrow. That would be dumb. So what you're going to look for is, when does he get back on a basketball court? When is he able to start doing those so-called basketball activities? When is he able to run? When is he able to jump? And that's going to tell you when he's going to be able to get back in games. I don't know whether you put him back in there if he's limited at all. I think you would want him 100%. I think you would want him very, very confident, which I understand isn't a problem for him. But you know, you're certainly going to want him in as a coach. I don't think you have to work a talent like that back into an offense, especially as you're getting into tournament time. But you know, if he's a couple weeks into March, if you're about to start the SEC tournament, you bring him right back in, or is there a point in the season where you say, no, this just isn't going to happen. Let's just bring you back next year. Cross your fingers that he doesn't go to the NBA. And one thing to keep in mind, and I've heard people talking about this, this year's NBA draft is good, and certainly Porter is going to be at the top of that. Next year's, two years from now, NBA draft is ridiculously good. There are so many good players, and Porter's still going to be at the top of that, but he might not be in the top three in 2 years from now. So he's going to have to factor that in, because there is some fairly significant money differences there.
But so, you know, I've heard people throw out there the first week of February, which would be around 10 weeks from surgery. That's too aggressive.
That's really early. That's really early. I'm not going to say that's not possible. I'm going to say that's not probable. They've been very solid with those 3 to 4 months. you look at this kind of surgery in this kind of population with this kind of player. Look, he's very mobile. He's very bouncy. You know, this guy loads up his spinal. Think about how much force you have to put on your back to jump and to land. And those are very important things in terms of basketball forces. And when we talk in terms of injuries, I did a study for an NBA team. There are three things. How many times do you jump? How many times do you stop? And how many times do you get hit? And we don't think about collision in basketball, but it's far greater than we thought. Those are the three things that determine your risk of injury. You know, things are going to happen, but when we talk in terms of pure risk, those are the things. For a guy who jumps as high, runs as fast, and does the things that Porter does in his style of play, I don't think you can bring him back until he's absolutely 100%, first for that style, and second off for his future potential.
All right, we've got Will Carroll, our injury expert, on the line. Before we run out of time, Will, let's take a look at tonight's matchup in the NFL, the Redskins and the Cowboys. Any thoughts on any fantasy matchups or injuries in this game?
You know, it's going to be so interesting because the Cowboys are kind of in crisis. You know, they're second-guessing themselves on Dak Prescott. They're seeing just how important Ezekiel Elliott is to them, and a lot of scouts are watching this because it's not just for Ezekiel Elliott, it's for Saquon Barkley out of Penn State, who's maybe the best running back prospect we've had. Fournette, Ezekiel Elliott both went very high in the draft. Barkley's going to be right there. And people are saying, you know, if Ezekiel Elliott is that important to what was a playoff team last year, and now they look lost, you know, what could Barkley do for my team? I think he's already a top five talent. I think he could go very early, maybe even to the Indianapolis Colts, who could certainly use, you know, anything, especially a new coach. So I think you're going to be watching how the team adjusts, whether Dak Prescott has anything there. And certainly Washington has been interesting. Their running back situation is terrible. they're not going to be down far enough to get a Barkley, but they're going to be looking at running backs because they've had so many injuries there. This is a team that has been decimated by injuries. Jordan Reed is not going to play tonight, which is too bad. I mean, this guy is so talented, such a matchup problem, and yet he just can't stay healthy. He's kind of a mini Gronkowski in that. Maybe not quite as productive, but maybe a little more injured, because Gronkowski at least seems to have toned it down a little bit this year after missing most of last year with the back surgery. Very similar to Porter's, different level, but same kind of surgery. So I'll be watching to see how they fill that in. This is a game of two teams that just are a shell of themselves because, you know, on one side, suspension and drama, and on the other side, largely because of injuries and the loss of a coach.
All right, Jameis Winston's coming back. Any idea what to expect from him?
Yeah, I think he'll be fine. Remember, he has an AC sprain, commonly called a shoulder separation. He landed on his shoulder, much in the same way that we saw with Tom Brady on his non-throwing shoulder. We saw Aaron Rodgers land on his shoulder and snap his collarbone. We've seen these over and over, even Andrew Luck. When a quarterback gets knocked down, landed on, and his shoulder is the focal point, bad things happen, and there's just no way to protect these guys. AC sprains, they heal. You worry about what other damage in there. Is the shoulder loose? Is there inflammation? But Winston's, I think they did the right thing, pausing, making sure it healed up so that it didn't become a bigger problem as it did with Andrew Luck.
All right, a couple of Panthers I want to ask you about before we let you go. Christian McCaffrey and Devin Funchess both missed practice. Apparently McCaffrey with a shoulder injury. Funchess, a toe injury, and he had a broken toe when he was at Michigan, so they're concerned about that. How concerned would you be about either one of those guys not playing on Sunday?
Yeah. Again, with McCaffrey, same sort of thing. It's not just quarterbacks. We're seeing this with a lot of other players, especially receivers who we saw this with I'm blanking on the kid, Hogan, from the Patriots, has the same kind of thing. So, I mean, if you can't move your shoulder, certainly for running backs, they both have to catch the ball if you're involved the way McCaffrey is, or you're going to get hit when you run through the line. Your shoulder is going to be exposed either to be hit or to hit someone, and that hurts. So it's going to be a pain management issue, a question of how stable that shoulder is, and we'll be watching that right up to game time. With Funchess, I've heard multiple things on this, so I'm just not sure what's going on here. You're right, he had the broken toe. Turf toe is a situation that a lot of players have to deal with, which is a hyperextension of the toe. Very, very painful, has a tendency to linger, can't push off. And Funchess is very quick. People think of him as a speed player, but when you watch the tape on him, he's a first-step guy. A lot of times he'll glide and then kind of kick it up another gear, and that quickness is what he does. If he can't push off with that toe, that quickness goes away, and he becomes a very ordinary receiver. So I don't think he's going to be as effective, even if he does play. So I'd lay off him and off Cam Newton this week.
Will, thank you so much. I know it's a lot on Michael Porter Jr., but I'm quite sure Missouri fans appreciate the information, and we will talk to you next week.
Happy to help. Thanks, guys.
That is a Will Carroll. You can follow him on Twitter. Injury Expert is his handle. Back after this on WHB.